Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103,
responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911, unattended 400 lower level near carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Brown.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, high Frank, 401 is a route.
Well, good evening and welcome to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network here on the WPOI Radio Network. Glad that you are with us. And let me be the first one to say happy October to you. That's unbelievable, but we are in the month of October already. And if you live in the Carolinas or Tennessee region or even up in the North New England area, you know for sure that fall has fallen. Cooler temperatures, beautiful weather, and even leaves are changing. That's right. Good evening. I'm your host, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, Rick McCann. Glad that you have joined us from wherever you might be. And it is fall, and if you are like me, you are loving it. This is my time of year, definitely my temperature range that I really love. And I love the going out into the country, out into the back mountains and the country roads, just breathing that fresh air and watching the leaves change, and it's really a fantastic time. I like spring, too. I love to see, you know, the rebirth of all the flowers and trees and the greenery and so forth, but the fall is definitely my favorite time of the year. And if you're like me, you're kind of wondering, well, isn't it time to turn the clock back? Isn't it time that time changes? I mean, I think it happens around this time of the year, doesn't it? Well, yes, fall back, spring forward, that's true. And so I, too, was wondering when that was going to be. I thought it was any day now, actually, but after doing a little research, we found that it's actually not for another month. I guess over the last few years, to save energy costs, they have moved that date to change the time to the first week of November. So, okay, if you're wondering about that, when do we change time? Time falls back, springs forward, and all that good stuff. It is definitely not anytime soon. Got another month or so for those late days. And so we'll be reminding you again when that time comes. I believe it's the first weekend of November. Well, tonight we are kind of operating a little bit in the dark. We are operating from afar. And so we're not in our regular studio mode, but we have pieced things together so that we could bring you this edition faithfully of the Private Officer Radio Show, the radio program that's every Monday. And join us, of course, for the LP Zone later in the week. But just in case you're wondering, if you hear any rattling of the paper or any noise, it's a little bit different setup tonight than we normally have. We really had a successful first year Private Officer Memorial Ride and Memorial Week, which really was extended into a Memorial Month. And so those of you who participated, those of you who sponsored, donated in any way, we want to once again say thank you very much. We appreciate your assistance, your kindness, your generosity. We learned a lot of lessons this year. A lot of things need to be changed if we do it again next year. But, you know, for the first time, for the first year, it went quite well. And next year we hope to make it bigger, and we're looking for a little bit, you know, more participation, a little bit more sponsorship. But overall, we're definitely happy with what we did. We still are not quite done. We have a couple of folks that we'll be presenting awards to in Washington, D.C. in the next week or two. And we have several people that we'll be presenting awards to in Pennsylvania. So that kind of will wrap up the memorial ride for 2012. But overall, we are happy and very thankful for everyone who helped us and participated. And, you know, I'm just the kind of person where I'm always looking for bigger, better, and expecting more. So next year, if we decide to carry this out one more time, we'll be planning on bigger and better things, and we'll be expecting and hoping and praying for much more sponsorship, donations, and participation. But for this year, like I said, we're almost wrapped up. We got a few more spots that we need to go and present some awards, but that will wrap it up. So in case you're wondering, that brings that to a close. Tonight, on tonight's edition, episode, program of the POI Radio, it's going to be a little bit of a mishmash of information and topics. We don't have any special guests tonight, and we're not going to have any training topic tonight. But there are a number of things that we'd like to discuss, and we will open the lines later if anyone would be interested in calling in. We have a number of topics that we want to bring forth and just get a little bit of information out to you. And we also, from time to time, we have inquiries about, you know, why don't you open up the phone lines a little bit more often? And we do try to do that, but usually everyone listens on demand. And although our listenership is definitely up each week, each month, we try to carry out the training and the topics that we have scheduled. But tonight, later on in the segment, toward the end of the program, we will do just that. We will open up the lines for you to call in and discuss anything that you'd like, whether it be about membership or the chapters or the programs or benefits or whatever, you know, what have you, as they say. We will open it up for you to do that. You know, right now I do want to also remind you there are a number of ways that you can be involved while we're on the radio program. For those of you who are shy, those of you who would rather not give your name or be, you know, there's a lot of funny people out there. They you know, want to be secret, anonymous. So if you'd like to submit any questions for us to raise on our radio programs, you can send me an email, and I'll get it right now at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. You can also submit any questions that you have, any comments, or even news items, promotions, you know, whatever's happening, really, in your neck of the woods, your company. Send it to me right now, and we'll announce it at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. While we're in the intro segment here, the first part of our program, I want to address something that came up over the weekend, and I understand that there may be a problem with some of our email recipients receiving double emails whenever a news broadcast is sent out. And that may be an internal problem. It may be a problem with our vendor, our provider of the email platform. It may be that you have secondary email addresses within our system, but we are definitely wanting to rectify that. If that is a problem, we're not going to be able to know, we're not going to be able to take care of it unless you notify us. So if you are having a problem receiving duplicate emails from the same sender on the same topic, please send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And if you have a sample of the emails, for instance, you just received one earlier today. We just sent an email out a short time ago about a new service. And if you've got a duplicate, if you received two for whatever reason, if you'll send those, forward them over to our office so that we can see how they were sent out, who sent them out. Maybe the system is generating a secondary email. We don't know. We know that there have been times when email recipients have had more than one email address within our system, and that does cause a problem. For instance, you may have admin@poi.com, tom@poi.com, generalinfo@poi.com. If you've used those email addresses in any of your communications, if you signed up for training, if you signed up, I know that sometimes when people sign up for membership, they'll use one email address when they make the payment and another email address on the POI application for membership. And so both of those do get put into our database, and so that sometimes is a problem. And sometimes people actually want email sent at different email addresses. You know, the news they want sent at abc.poi or whatever, and Officer Down notices they want at a second email address. Well, we can't do that. We just don't have the staff or the time to separate those email addresses. So we lump them all together and we send out general emails. It's very important for you, if you are a POI member, a forums member, a follower, an associate, or somebody who's interested, to get the emails, because as we've mentioned numerous times, our constant contact email broadcast are the main way for us to communicate with the mass, with all of our members, our associates, followers, and people interested in what's going on at POI and in the security industry. So I know it might be a hassle, and that's why I want to make sure that if you are getting duplicate email addresses, that you notify us. But it's important that you maintain the email in our database for us to communicate with you, if at all, you know, if you're interested at all with POI and what's happening. Unfortunately, we just can't separate different emails for different purposes. We're just not that sophisticated at this time. One of the other things also is if you are a forums member and you're also in our main database, there may be times when we do send out a duplicate notification for Officer Down, Officer Assistant type emails or announcements or other important announcements, because not all members of our forum are members of POI and they're not in our main database. So in those situations, you may get a different, you know, notice, but it won't be in the same platform. It won't be in the same format. Our main database will send you out a constant contact format email, and then the emails that you receive actually from the forums database list will be just a general email blast coming from the forums. So that's how you should be able to differentiate and know which one came from where. Well, hopefully that will solve that, but if you have any questions, please send an email to helpdesk, Charlie just did, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. All right, moving right on with the program. If you'd like to follow us, participate in our forums, participate on the Facebook page, Twitter, LinkedIn, or anything else, the simple and the best and the easiest way for you to do it, rather than go to each, you know, email, each different web address, the easiest way is just go to www.privateofficer.com. Right there on the homepage, you'll have all the links to what you'd like, you know, whether it be the forums, whether it be the radio show, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Everything is linked right there. In fact, if you sign up for Twitter, every time our news blog is updated, which is several times a day, you'll be the first to know because you'll get an instant tweet with the news headlines. A lot of people say they like that, and they really follow us on the Twitter more than any place else. So if you're one of those kind of people that like Twitter, sign up today at Twitter/Private Officer. And that will get you all of the information in a jiffy. You'll be the first to know. We're going to take a little break, and we will be right back.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because 1 in 6 children in poverty is 1 too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
Okay, we are back with you live here on the WPOI Radio Talk Show, and we are happy, glad, and excited that you are with us. We talked a moment ago about the emails situation. Some members and followers are receiving duplicates. We have found one person actually had several different email addresses, as I was saying, in our system. So be sure to check if you do receive duplicates, if they are coming. A lot of times people have, you know, especially with a business email, they'll have several different emails listed with us, admin assist, you know, dispatch at such and such address, etc. And sometimes they all go into the same email box. But anyways, if you'll check on that and just send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, we will resolve that for you ASAP. We did send out a press release earlier, and we are excited to announce tonight another brand new program to assist private security officers injured and killed in the line of duty. For many years, Private Officer International has had a benevolent service where we have assisted not only our members but also non-members. However, that's based on funds that come from donations, and those have not been, to the point that they really need to be. One of our lifetime members suggested over the weekend, and we looked into using several different platforms and methods of fundraising, and our board and myself have approved it today. So beginning immediately, we will be using a number of internet platforms available for fundraising purposes. We will also use a committee with a committee manager or committee head to oversee and facilitate the security officers assistance program. Now, this program, like I said, it's nothing new. We've been doing this for quite some time. However, it is expanded into a three-tier program. The first tier, the first phase of it, is once we contact the employer, if we can identify them, we will see what services they're able to provide, whether or not they have medical insurance, and whether or not they're, currently carrying workers' compensation. And unfortunately, many companies do not carry either, workers' compensation or the legal amounts required by law. And unfortunately, even some states don't require workers' comp at all. So workers' comp is used to pay medical expenses and out-of-pocket expenses and to assist employees who are recuperating from a workplace injury. And I know that several states, numerous states in fact, also have a waiting period of 30 days before you can even apply for workers' comp, which is ridiculous. And so we are working on a new assistance program that will bring immediate funds. And our committee, once they are informed of an injured security officer or a officer who's been killed in the line of duty, we will begin immediately, first by contacting the employer and finding out what medical insurance is provided and what workers' compensation will take care of. We will then, in phase two, begin immediate fundraising efforts through a number of platforms available. And these are public platforms that reach out to the public for assistance. All funds that are raised, all income derived from this media, this method, with the exception of any fees charged by the platform used, will be directed to the injured security officer or the family of the security officer deceased. POI will not retain any fee or charge any fee whatsoever. That should speak volumes to you, because the bottom line is we're not going to make a penny for the time, the work, the effort that it will entail for us, especially in a busy week or a busy weekend, where we may have 5, 6, 7 security officers shot, injured, or killed. So this is really a very large undertaking by POI, by our staff, by our board, by myself. And, quite frank, most people just wouldn't do it. They just wouldn't do it. And we are going to initiate it. And if you'd like more information or if you'd like to be a committee member, please just send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you are a company, business owner, a security training school or academy owner, and you would like to be involved, and hopefully you will, once we get your contact information, we will give you a call back and further explain how this works and how you and your company and employees can benefit from participating as well in this program. And the third phase of this program is that our benevolent services will assist with the funds, with local fundraising and media contact and awareness programs to make sure that we're able to assist this security officer locally in his community as well. So it's a three-prong, a three-phase, a three-tier program, and it's something that we have been doing, but not to the extent that I feel that we could probably accomplish. And so, you know, we have kicked this off. Now, the first security officer that we will be assisting is a 79-year-old security officer from Lauderhill, Florida, who was shot over the weekend by police. Police responding to a report of a suspicious person at a metals company in Lauderhill, Florida. That's down in the Broward County area, I believe, down in South Florida. At 2 a.m., said that they responded to a call. When they got there, they found a suspicious person. He had a weapon in his hand. He was not in complete security uniform, according to their official statement. And feeling threatened, they shot him numerous times. He is in a hospital in South Florida, and he is 79 years old. He's been an employee or security officer for 25 years. So we will be assisting him with his financial needs, and the platforms, the internet public platforms available for fundraising will be active tomorrow. We will be sending out a link and further information to all of our members, associates, and the media. This public platform allows people around the world to see this fundraising event and to donate. And basically, like I said, it's you're probably familiar with them. There's a number of them on the internet, and we're going to see how this works for this purpose. Again, if you'd like any further information, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we will call you and or send you an email and get this information out to you. Over the weekend, three security officers were shot, two in Albuquerque at a nightclub and one in Colorado. We have seen an increase, substantial increase, on the number of security officers being shot. And this year, between September of 2011 and September 2012, which is the time frame that we use to mark our memorial. Those are the names that we add to the memorial for that year. And during that time period, 129 security officers were killed. Of that, 68, more than half, were shot. I don't have all of the stats in front of me. I think I gave it to you on the last radio program, but a large percentage was stabbed, and others died of traumatic injuries, some from heart attacks and industrial and traffic accidents. It shows that, you know, no matter if you're working at a factory, an apartment complex, a bar, a nightclub, directing traffic at a construction site, or whatever it might be, that security today is definitely in harm's way. Because the duties and the responsibilities of private security has, you know, really expanded beyond the original scope of private security. And because there's no limitation of what private security will be doing tomorrow, next month, or 3 years from now, and because private security has become more and more proactive in their duties and what they're doing, more apprehending, more challenging, it's not just observe and report anymore. Unfortunately, we're going to continue to see, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we're going to see this cycle continue. Injuries and deaths will increase, and that is a fact. For all of you naysayers who say, you're just blowing smoke, we have the hard numbers to prove it. The 129 security officers killed between September of 2011 and September 2012 are confirmed deaths. We can give you the names and the information. Those were public deaths. We estimate that the number is more like 150. And, you know, there are numbers, there are security officer deaths that are not recorded or not picked up in the media, and some that are recorded under different titles and different job classifications, and so we don't get them. Others of you have said, well, bouncers, you know, they're giving the security business a bad name and they don't count. I beg your pardon. Bouncers and nightclub staff are security officers. They are security guards, whatever you want to call them. They are conducting security duties just like you. They have to investigate. They have to respond. They have to handle every type of call that you would handle at an apartment complex and then some, and many times are injured or killed on the line of duty. As we said during our memorial services, it doesn't matter what color of the uniform. It doesn't matter if they wear a uniform. The duties are the same. They are working in a security environment. Well, some say they have no training. That's not entirely true. Many states that now license proprietary security officers include nightclub security. And so they go through the minimal training that any uniformed security officer in those states. Yes, there are states that require no training and they don't license bouncers or nightclub staff as of yet. But that does not take away or negate the fact that they were killed protecting life and property, security duties, doing the things that all security personnel do. So we do include them in our numbers and in all of our programs. And some nightclub personnel actually work for security agencies, which that to me makes no difference. It's not here nor there. They're doing the same job, and that's how it goes. But we're excited to be able to offer this new assistance program, and we hope that you will reach out to us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Be part of the committee. Be part of this new program. We will be, like I said, bringing it more locally to your area when a security officer is injured or killed. I do want to say, sadly, we tried to contact Walmart in the death of their security officer last week. We contacted their corporate office in Arkansas. They did not want to participate in any type of fundraising or assistance with their staff, and that's very negative on their part. We have found that to be true a few different times when we've tried to offer our assistance, and I think we're going to sidestep employers in cases like this, and we'll go directly to the media and directly to the public to get the appropriate response and assistance when security officers are injured or killed in the line of duty. We're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be back. We've got some more information, and we're going to open up the lines to you. as this is our mishmash radio show. We don't have any guests, no special guests tonight, and we are not going to have a training topic. So we're kind of just hashing over some information and some news, and we're going to open up the line for you here shortly if you'd like to call in. So we'll be right back in a few moments. If you'd like to call in, we'll give you that number.
Slow down.
And move over.
When you see light, best.
Or reflection. Please, give us some room. Slow down.
And move over.
We look out for you.
So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down.
And move over.
It's the law.
It's the law. It's the law.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
Welcome back to the WPOI radio. Glad that you are with us on this, it's kind of been a rainy day here where I'm at, but, you know, it is fall time. I want to go over some statistics that we got recently during a survey. We brought up some of this information last week on our radio program, but I wanted to go over some additional facts with you. We recently asked that our members and followers and associates and those that get our emails respond to a survey, and many of you did, and I really appreciate your truthful, heartfelt answers. I feel like most of you really didn't hold back, and sometimes that's good and sometimes it's not so good, but in this case, it was good, and we got a pretty good handle on what people wanted, what they thought. I will tell you that of the survey, 51% were non-members of the association. They were members and associates as far as following us, as far as liking what POI stands for, all of the benefits, all of the news and so forth, but as far as being a paid member, they were not. Unfortunately, when that happens, a lot of people don't see the reason to pay. You know the old saying, why pay for the cow when the milk is free? I've been accused of giving away too much of our information and data to anyone who asks, and we get tons of emails requesting help from this, that, and the other thing, and we always respond, and most of the time we do it without charge. But the fact is that we can't really support our association or pay our bills and do all the things that we're doing on free love. You know, it doesn't really work. And so it wasn't surprising that 51% of the respondents were non-members, but it was a little bit discouraging. So if you're listening and you love POI and you love our news broadcast, you love our radio show, you participate on Facebook and you love the chapters and anything else, and you really support what we do, and you call us, you know, the cutting-edge leading security company, trainer, and so on and so forth, if you really believe that, then please join, become a paid member. Right now we have great benefits, and we're always expanding like we are with this assistance program. So, you know, help us out financially and become a member yearly or lifetime and show your support. Also, in the survey that we did, most people said that they liked the news, 77%, in fact, so that they really like our news blog. They read it at least every other day, if not every day. And we know that we have over 1.5 million people who read our news blog every year, which is pretty astounding. And basically, we do have qualified news reporters that can go and write these stories. But really, we're bringing information to you that's already out there and available. Also, 63% of the respondents said that they like the quality of the training and the quantity of the training that we offer, both online and in person. And 78% said that they really enjoy getting notification of Officer Down and the Officer Down page that we have. They were very thankful for that and appreciative. And there were plenty of suggestions, some feasible, not so feasible. Last week, we tried to have a conference call with the respondents. Many of you, you know, unfortunately, are busy at work. Many had other obligations and could not make it. We would like to do a conference call with those respondents so that we can get more feedback and response, as well as responding to their questions and suggestions. So we may do that later in the week, or we may just send out an email with the information that we want to share with them. But some of the suggestions that also came in, some people suggested that we start a union. And I believe I mentioned on my last program that we really can't do that because even though there are some benefits to unions, and there are many non-benefits, but we really can't do that because we represent not only individuals, but we represent a number of small and medium-sized security agencies, training schools, academies, and so forth, and we just don't want to draw that line in the sand. So we're not going to do that for those of you who are interested. We had some suggestions about uniforms and equipment discounts. We already offer some of those. We have looked into offering some further discounts, although that really takes away from some of our primary goals, but we are looking at that. Some have asked that we have a better website. And I know that we do have some issues with the website design and maybe even some navigational issues, and we are looking at redesigning that, hopefully, very quickly. Some people in the response in the survey asked for some more free training, and this, of course, is from those who probably are members. But we recently just offered, just in the last few weeks, we offered several free online webinars, and we got a very poor response. And these were some topics that were very important, and yet very few people responded. But we will be looking always into offering more free training. We also had some respondents who says that they'd like a award program, and we do have an award program, and it's available to members of POI and non-members. There was also some other suggestions for more free forums and business assistance, assistance with contract negotiations. We already offer that to our business members. So if you're a business member, you have that. Suggestions for political lobby. We have several different items that we are working with a number of states with. And if you'd like to be involved, just send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Several suggested that we start a museum and a memorial wall. We're already looking into the memorial wall. Of course, that takes funding. And I'd love to have a museum, if not a physical one. We have found a online museum, which I think is very cool, and we are looking at possibly initiating that. One of the respondents has asked that we advocate employers to issue vests, ballistic vests, to employees, and I am all for that, although I don't see it, because employers, you know, the bottom line is they just can't afford it, especially small or medium-sized security agencies. So those were some of the responses, which I thought was very telling. from our respondents. We really thank each and every one of you who took the time to send that information, to do that survey, and for giving us your true thoughts, you know, suggestions. And we will, from time to time, be sending out further surveys on different things, and we really hope that you will participate on those. We have a number of positions that are available. If you are looking or interested or qualified, we are currently hiring online adjunct instructors for our new Armor College, which will be going online for the spring semester in January. And if you are qualified, if you received our email last week, you can send your resume to Stephanie K at privateofficer.com or helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're also looking for adjunct instructors in Richmond on our campus. And soon, next year, we'll be also recruiting in the Hampton Roads area. We're currently looking for a firearms instructor and an EMT paramedic instructor qualified by the Virginia Department of Health for our campus programs. If you're interested, send us an email with your resume. Just send it to helpdesk. I guess that's the best address, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And the process is that once we receive your email, we will review it. We will be holding phone interviews this month and then in-person interviews in November with a hiring of our prospects in December. Again, if you'd like more information, helpdesk@privateofficer.com is the quickest and fastest way. We're also looking for a security and special police instructor qualified by the Maryland Department of Public Safety to teach in Washington, D.C. So those are the positions. Also, we are looking for one of our other companies for workplace chaplains. If you have any prior chaplaincy experience, counseling experience, social work experience, human resource experience, this is a very rewarding, it is a paid position. All of these are paid. You're actually going to get money. And if you'd like more information, just send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We also mentioned on our program last week that we have a program called Take It to the Streets, where we have hired and recruited a number of security consultants to sell our programs, our training, our memberships to companies, businesses, training schools, colleges, so on and so forth. There's a ton of tools that we provide, a lot of different products that you can sell, including advertising, just a ton of different things. If you are interested in being a security consultant, which is a marketing-type position, send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and there is an application process, and we will get you started. A couple of other quick notes. If you are a POI member, we mentioned about a month ago that we do have a new benefit. We have a credit union. If you're interested, you have to let us know simply by sending an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have a number of enhanced benefits for our members. We have new enhanced training, which is free. We have a ton of business assistance programs for business members. We provide counseling. We have help in HR, legal issues, research, contractual issues. We can help you negotiate or write contracts if you are a business member. If you're interested or you need help or you're a member, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We also help members with resumes and with a number of other issues. All of that is spelled out at the members portion of the website or on the Security Association page if you'd like more information. We will be holding a number of conference calls coming up in the next few weeks. I know people have a lot of, you know, going on. They've got their own schedule. People are very busy, and, you know, I understand all that. So we will try to make it very convenient with you, for you. We will try to schedule morning and evening conference calls so that everyone can be included. And hopefully that will resolve the issue of people, at work or people who don't have the time, are not available, have other commitments, so on and so forth. We are here to assist you, and we want everyone to be involved. And, you know, we're willing, we're trying to be flexible, and we hope that you will be also. We'll be sending out further emails on those conference call dates and topics, and we hope that you'll be involved. Remember, in order for this type of association or benevolent program or chapter or anything else to work, you have to take the lead. We can recommend, we can assist, we can design, we can come up with ideas, we can put programs together, but we can't be everywhere all the time. So it's completely member-driven. It's something that you, the member, the associate, the follower, you have to take the lead. You have to take the advantage. You have to let us know that you want to open up a chapter at XYZ, and you have to be able to follow the directions and be willing to put forth a little effort and a little time to make it a huge success, not only for POI, but for you, for your community, for your company. We're very busy, as you already know, but we always have the time to assist our members, and we always have the time to help to establish new chapters and programs and benefits in your area. All you have to do is let us know that this is what you're interested in doing, and we will be there for you. If you have any questions at any time about anything, the best way to contact us is helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. This allows us to review the email 24/7, 365 days a year, and get it to the right person and possibly resolve it instantly for you. So that is the best and most direct contact method for us. Because we're on the road and because we are doing a number of things, this allows us to be able to resolve the issue as quickly as possible with the right person. We will open up the phone line for a few moments. If you would like to ask any questions about the organization, about the membership, about the security consultant position, or about the chapters, the phone-in number is area code 347-426-3807. Area code 347-426-3807. You can call in now. And we will leave that line open for a few minutes here toward the end of our program, and we will gladly answer any questions that you might have. Again, that phone number is area code 347-426-3807. And we're just going to wait to see if there's any callers here. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-bum. Might have to sing a couple of songs just to get people to wake up. 347-426-3807 is our number. Over the next couple of weeks, we will have a number of exciting guests. We'll be talking about a number of topics relevant to the upcoming holiday Christmas season. Yes, I said Christmas. We will be having a loss prevention seminar coming up in the next few weeks. So if you're a loss prevention agent, a mall security officer, or involved in retail security, this will definitely be something that you will want to participate in. And we will also have a couple of other seminars and offerings and guests over the next month or so. And that's all the time that we have tonight. We appreciate each and every one of you for listening. Thanks for joining us here on the WPOI Radio Network. And remember, if you have any questions on the new assistance program, please send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we will definitely get back with you. Until we see you back here on the radio for the LP Zone, be safe, be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon here on the POI Radio Network.